Chapter 2. Squire Trelawney got a ship called the Hispaniola. Now we can sail to the island where the treasure is. The squire wrote a letter to Dr. Livesey about the ship. He told the doctor about the crew. He met a man who was an old sailor. The sailor wanted to be the cook on the ship. The sailor was called Long John Silver. Long John Silver helped Squire Trelawney find a crew. I said goodbye to my mother and the Admiral Benbow. The doctor and I went to Bristol in a carriage. In Bristol, I met Long John Silver. He had one leg. He used a crutch to walk. He was a nice man. I was scared when I first saw him, but he didn't look like a pirate. I met Mr. Arrow, the first mate, on the ship, and Captain Smollett. Captain Smollett looked like an angry man. I don't like the crew. I don't like Mr. Arrow. I don't like where we are going, he said to Squire Trelawney. Do you like the ship? The squire asked. He was angry with the captain. I don't know. I haven't sailed her yet, the captain replied. Why don't you like where we are going? The doctor asked. The crew says we are going after treasure. Nobody told me. Is that fair? The captain asked. No, it isn't, the doctor agreed. I don't like treasure hunts and I don't like secrets, the captain said. Keep the map hidden. Don't show it to anyone, not me or Mr. Arrow, the captain said to the squire and left. I didn't like the captain. We set sail when the Hispaniola was ready. Mr. Arrow wasn't a good officer. The crew didn't listen to him. One dark night, Mr. Arrow went over the side of the ship. Overboard! Anderson will be the new first mate, said the captain. Anderson was a friend of Long John Silver. The men listened to him. The squire and captain argued about the ship. I sat with Long John and listened to stories. One night, I was hungry. I went to the apple barrel on the deck. I had to climb inside to get an apple. I heard voices on deck. The crew is with us. We can kill the captain and the others. No, said Long John Silver. We must let the captain sail us to the island. We need to find the map. Then we can kill them. The pirates killed Mr. Arrow as he said no to them. I was scared. The men on deck talked about treasure. They talked about Captain Flint. They talked about Billy Bones. I suddenly remembered. Beware the one-legged man. Land ho! The lookout called. People ran onto deck. I climbed out of the apple barrel. Captain Smollett and Long John Silver were looking at a map. It was a copy of the treasure map. It was just the drawing of the island. I waited to tell the doctor, squire, and captain about Long John Silver's plan. The three men went to the cabin. I followed them. I told them about the pirates' conversations. They listened to me carefully. Now, Captain, you were right, and I was wrong. What are your orders? Said the squire. I was wrong too. We must go on. We can't turn back. If I give the order to set sail for home, they will fight us straight away. Second point, we know about their plan. We have some time to think. We can make a plan of what to do when we find the treasure. Third point, there are some good men in the crew. This will end in a fight. There is no way around it. Can we count on your servants, Mr. Trelawney? Yes, said the squire. Three, with the four of us, that makes seven. Now what about the good men in the crew, said the captain. Trelawney's own men. He chose them for the trip before he met Long John Silver, said the doctor. We talked for a long time. I felt very scared. There were 26 men on the ship. One was me. We had 6 men and the pirates had 19.